Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. There's no livelier place in the New Zealand political debate than the blogosphere. And some of the liveliest bloggers are those on The Standard, the left-wing site that has risen all the way to the mainstream media headlines this year. Most of The Standard's contributors write under pseudonyms, but one who doesn't is Lynn Prentice, the technical chap that makes it all run. He's with us now. Lynn, hi, and would it be wrong to describe you as the grown-up on The Standard?
I am definitely the oldest, I think.
you went there at the start of the site where you kind of came in and helped them when they were becoming victims of their own success quite early on.
No. Originally it was set up around about March as let's try this out and see how it works. And then when it came time to actually go and stick a name on it, because we have to for Internet Z, then I stuck my hand up for putting the name on it. So basically I've run it right from the word go.
Because there's always been the gossip that it's some sort of Labour Party front, or it's funded by the Labour Party, or, you know, otherwise directed. I know it's not. Does that get frustrating for you? Do you wish it would, you know, that meme would stop?
Yeah, it just drives me absolutely bonkers. I mean, originally it was set up on a couple of my servers. At one stage, I was hunting around for more space because we're literally running out of CPU cycles. Asked a friend of mine, he said he had some space, and I got on there for about 3 weeks. And it turned out it had actually been donated to the Labour Party. So what? I picked it up, moved it off onto one of my servers again, and then went off and brought some space on a web farm site.
Are there links, though, between some of your contributors and the Labour Party in terms of are they employed by the Labour Party? Is there direct money going through?
I don't know. Quite literally, when I set the system up, the original thesis of it was that it was going to be anonymous because a lot of these people are in their 30s. I mean, I'm just hitting 50, so it doesn't worry me. But they have their careers to worry about. Once you stick something up on the net, it's there fairly permanently. Mm.
Because I was out in Wellington earlier in the week and with a bunch of Labour people, a bunch of National people. Now the National people were saying, "Well, look, you know, the Steve Pearson,
Clinton
is employed by the Labour Party."
No.
Contract?
He's never been employed by the Labour Party. As far as I'm aware, he's never been contracted to the Labour Party.
See, there's some very angry Tories running around Wellington saying the Standard, it's all out of the seventh floor of the, or ninth floor of the Beehive, and
Well, the only thing I can be sure of is basically no one writes on it that comes out of Parliament. You can check on the IPs or any government department.
So why did the site come into existence? Was it to balance, because there are a lot of right-wing blogs, was there a desire for a feisty left-wing blog?
Fundamentally, well, they were looking at what was happening with KiwiBlog and saying there needs to be a voice elsewhere and it needs to be more intelligent than the sewer.
Although you've been criticised yourselves, not you personally, but Clinton for going over the top a couple of times.
It's a blog.
Yeah.
The blogs made headlines this week, quite literally, with doing some digging about Jerry Brownlee and the Contact Energy shares. That required one of the bloggers to go up, to fly up to Auckland,
yep,
to go digging through the share register. I mean, that's setting a new standard. I don't know if it's a high standard or a low standard in terms of blogging activism, isn't it? I mean, in terms of really actually getting out there and doing
a degree of professionalism and actually doing your own research and breaking your own stories.
Well, the thing about it is Clinton had some spare time. He came up to Auckland. He's done law and stuff before, so he knew what he was looking for, and that's what he did. It all came out of some stuff a while ago on Transrail, so it was just a natural thing to do. I mean, it's like if someone had come up with something involving computers, then I would have certainly stuck my nose and had a look around. Well,
so,
you're talking about people with a lot of skills.
Do you have much idea of who's reading it? I know that with KiwiBlog, for example, both sides of Parliament are on that site fairly often to see what's being said.
Yeah, well, Parliament is one IP that I track, and it's currently about 1.8% of our traffic. Almost all the traffic comes out of Extra and Orcon and all the major names.
So it's ordinary punters that are reading it rather than people within institutions.
Well, only in the fact most people seem to be reading it from work. I'm sure it's a massive productivity loss.
Yeah, I have a website like that too.
The blog seems to be doing, I mean, fantastically well in terms of it, in terms of its hits, in terms of its readership. I mean, what do you think is the main driver of that?
The main driver is we have people that actually go and write commentary and write opinion on each of the comments. It's very seldom you actually see something that is just simply a clip out of a newspaper and a couple of lines of comment. It's actually someone sitting down actually writing a comment about something and writing an opinion on it.
So now that you've got the likes of Clinton going up and looking through share registers and generating stories, is the temptation to take the next step and actually make it some at least one person's job, perhaps carry advertising, or do you think it works best as it is?
It's something we'll probably have a look at after the election. When we originally set it up, we knew that it was going to be relatively cheap to run, so that's the way we set it up. It's starting to get to the point where you almost need someone to full-time moderate, where you actually need people to go and write posts to keep the volume of posts running through.
I notice you've done quite a lot of moderation, and I get, especially early on, I got the impression that you were able to do that because you've actually been online a long time. You're one of us internet oldsters and had some idea of the culture.
Yes. I think the first time I played around with anything to do with the nets was about 1980. Okay, when we were sort of playing around with the first networks between universities, where they were literally using dial-up. I've been on the BBSs, I've been on Usenet. I dropped off them for a few years. I used to have raging arguments with Dave Farrar and NZ Politics.
I can remember that. Has it changed, or is it essentially still the same as people arguing on bulletin boards or arguing in Usenet newsgroups? Is it culturally still the same?
Very, very much like BBS. It's not so much like Usenet. Usenet was always a bit open unless you actually had a fully moderated group. But this is very like working on a BBS. You get a group of commentators that like the culture, and they will wander in and leave comments all over the place, and you exclude the ones that don't obey house rules.
Has the ubiquity of the internet, though, changed the participants, do you think?
Yes. It's you don't have to do dial-up anymore. So you don't have to have that level of technical skill that was originally there.
I mean, have you met many of your commentators, your comments people in real life? Do you actually meet them?
A couple of them. I'm a Labor Party member, so I go to Labor Party conferences, and I've met a few of them there. It was quite weird early this year because I'd sort of say, well, I write work on the Standard, and everyone's head would swivel.
How do you think the blogosphere has influenced this general election campaign?
I don't think it's done major amounts yet. I'm looking at that as happening more towards 2011. We seem to be tracking about 6 to 7 years behind the US. But what's happening is you get more ability to actually do commentary on it and write opinions than you do on the cycle that the newspapers and the other media have.
Do you think we're going to see any more revelations from the Standard between now and the election?
I don't actually keep track of what the writers do. I'm much more interested in what my percentage idle is on the CPU.
Lynn Prentice there, and you can find the Standard at thestandard.org.nz. After the break, the sweet sound of Lady Six.